should you publish a book? Another question is, how do you really write a book? You know, what should you be doing? What kind of process? And then once you begin writing, how do you find a publisher? What kind of publisher do you find? These are some of the questions that we will be answering on Rainer on Leadership. My name is Tom Rainer. I'm joined by Sam Rainer, and our guest is Jess Rainer.
And it's exciting. We might have gone one too many Rainers for our listeners, but we'll give it a try.
Where's Art?
Well, Art would be the other brother that, well, he wrote a book, but we're not talking about that book on this podcast. We're talking about what Jess does.
Yeah, we'll talk about what Jess says. I really, even though you're being over-Rainerized, I really think that you're going to enjoy some of this, because we'll be talking about what an author does, what a publisher does. We have a lot of stuff that we want to talk about. As always, we thank Vanderblumen for being our 10. Well, they've been our sponsor ever since we've had a sponsor, and they've been around for 10 years. They serve churches. But listen, folks, they also serve all value-based organizations like nonprofits, Christian schools, Christian businesses. Check it out. If you're looking for anyone to join you, as a matter of fact, yesterday I was with a church in West Palm Beach and doing a consultation, and they said, who are we going to call? And I didn't say Ghostbusters. I said, call Vanderblumen. And they had a staff position there looking. I think they absolutely will. So thank you, William Vanderblumen. Thank you, Holly. Thank you for the rest of the team that is there. All right, Sam, do you want to introduce your youngest brother? And I know that the love language here is going to be probably sarcasm or something of that nature, but introduce your younger brother.
Yes, really excited to have my little brother on the show. Jess Rainer, the pastor at the Church of Spring Hill, Church at Spring Hill, make sure I get that right, recently relocated, got a new building, planted the church, founding pastor. And well, I could share a lot of things from his childhood, but I will refrain because he could return the favor. And I really don't want to leave that kind of impact on our listeners. But yeah, Jess also runs a publishing company called Craft Book Publishing. And what we're talking about today is this idea of getting a message out, talking about writing a book, creating a book. How do you go about doing that? It's one of the more common questions when it comes to messaging and how you get a message out is how do I get a book out there? And Jess is here to answer all of those questions. So Jess, we're excited to have you. Thank you for joining us. Let's just start with why. Why would you publish a book? Why are we even talking about this?
Well, Sam, that may be some of the nicest things you've ever said about me. So I'm so glad we have this recorded that I can go back and listen to for the rest of my life and remember all these kind words that you said. So thank you.
You're welcome. It'll never happen again.
Thank you. And you're right. Don't share stories about me because I have way more on you than we can even begin to imagine, like choosing to brake on ice when you're driving a vehicle.
I took out many a mailboxes in my time. Yeah.
That's just the beginning. But you asked the question, why should you publish a book? Let me give the smart aleck brother answers because you've written a book. I guess some of the question is, why should you even begin to write a book? You all, Dad and Sam, have written several books. Dad, probably a few more than Sam and I. Dad, you and I co-authored a book called The Millennials. And I remember many years leading up to that, you asked me, when are you going to write a book? When are you going to write a book? What are you going to write about? And I said, I don't want to write. I don't have anything to write about. Why would I write a book when I don't have anything to write about? And eventually we were sitting in that little townhouse. I was in seminary and we were talking about the millennial generation, my generation. And I was just asking all these questions. And you finally looked at me and said, Jess, there's your book, The Millennials. Write about it. And lo and behold, we wrote about it and really got to see some fun things about the millennial generation early on this generation. So the question, why should you write? I think one, it's because you have something passionate that you want to talk about. And two, because what you have to say is important. I think God has gifted us as individual messengers and we're able to communicate different messages. And if you have a message that can positively impact someone or help someone grow, and you never actually write that message, then you never give the chance to actually help others out. And so the question, I think, why you should write, why you should publish, begins with your passions, with what your knowledge about, expertise, and being willing to kind of share that message.
Hey, Jess, we sometimes have some order of questions here, but I'm going to jump down for just a moment when we return to the order that we had planned to do this. But Let's talk about once you write a book, and we'll get to options back. We'll go back later, but I want you to talk about options in this context. Once you write a book, how long does it take to get published? And Sam can add to this. I'll just say a few words. Jess had mentioned that the listeners may want to know how we write books. And Kevin Spratt's in Lexington, Kentucky. He gave the smart aleck answer, and he said, words make sentences, sentences makes paragraphs, paragraphs makes chapters, and chapters make books. Yeah, that's the way you do it. But in terms of actual practicality, when I write a book, I have to calendar it. It is something that shows up on my calendar, and I have to allocate. If I have a 40,000 word book and I have, say, 40 sessions that I'm going to do writing, I have to allocate 1,000 words per session. It's just, it becomes a part of my calendar, because one of the things that you can procrastinate on as much as anything is writing a book, because of the tyranny of the urgent. So I have to put it on my calendar. But back to you.
Hey, by the way, Dad, I'm writing a book, but you keep telling me to do things for podcast Church Answers, so I can't get it done.
Well, I'm the same way between
you. Just so you know, you are the tyranny of the urgent in my life.
Yeah, and I'm the tyranny of the urgent in my own life, because I'm writing a book that, as you are listening to this, is due 14 days, exactly 2 days. I mean, 2 weeks from when this is released. And I got a long way to go.
It's time to pull out all of those napkins that you write on, all of your ideas, and I get that book done.
I think a lot of people want to know, Tom Rainer has written a lot of books. And I know you said you've calendared, you kind of map it out a little bit. But it's hard to get in the head of Tom Rainer. I know that. And it's a scary place to be.
You don't want to get in the head of Tom Rainer.
But can you maybe just give us a little side door into how do you actually begin to write? How do you know what to write on? Give us a little bit. And I imagine the listeners would love to know this, how you write a book.
Well, first of all, you have to have an idea. Remember, you said you didn't write a book till we sat in that little townhouse and came up with an idea. You have to have an idea. I would say 99.9% of the people who ask me this question say, this is my idea. And I want to tell them, okay, you and the other 10,000 people that have written on this really don't have a new message to say. One of the great gifts to us today is this website called Amazon. So if you have an idea and you think that it's a unique idea, type it into the Amazon. You can do Google, but type it into Amazon, something similar to that, and then go to the book section and see how many books show up on your topic. One of the biggest mistakes that many writers make is they have a message that is redundant from other people. So what is it that is unique about your message? And when I talk to people, they do not have uniqueness. And let me give an example. Sam is in the process of writing a book on revitalization. I'm not going to give you more information on that, because you might go steal it right now. Not you, Jess, but somebody else. But there's been tons of stuff written on revitalization. But he has come up with something that is unique within the field of revitalization. So he is going to write that. But anyway, this interview is not about me, but you got to find that unique spot. And once you find that unique spot, run it by people, run it by Amazon, run it by Google. And once you find that unique spot, then you start outlining. And I outline chapter by chapter. And basically what I have is, if I have 7 chapters, I'm going to have 4 or 5 major themes per chapter. And then I'll allocate my word count within each of those themes. So if I have 40,000, let's try not to bore the listeners too much. But if I have 10 chapters and they're 4,000 each, that's 4,000 words. And then I have 4 sections per chapter. I allocated roughly 1,000 words per section. So too much information for the audience. Now you come back and tell me, Jess, how long does it take to get published?
Well, it depends which route.
Classic Rainer answer. First podcast ever. And he pulls out the, it depends.
It did, but it does. It depends which route you go. And, you know, maybe that would be the question prior to this. What are the different options to go publishing? And then I maybe can answer that question a little bit better.
Put them together.
So I'd say there's 3 major options when you want to publish a book. Traditional publishing, which would be probably the route most people think of. You find a publisher, you submit a proposal, you submit a manuscript, and you work with that publisher to get the book published. The next route is self-publishing. It's kind of the other end of the spectrum, where you do everything, where you find a way to get your book published and you put it out through different publishing and distribution channels. And then you kind of have this middle ground, which is why I got into publishing and craft book publishing, is a guided publishing, a self-guided self-publishing, where you can come alongside a company like Craft Book Publishing who will do all the work of a traditional publisher, but then create it in a self-published format where the author gets to end up retaining the rights and royalties of the book. So those three major ways, I believe, to publish a book. You all might be better equipped to answer the first. How long does it take traditionally?
You can't do this.
Listen, mom's not here. I can do whatever I want. Traditional publishing, how long would y'all say that process works? And then I'll answer the other two ways.
All right, let me give you my latest experience. I have a book coming out with Tyndale. I went through the proposal process, and it took a couple of months, 3 months, and then the contract negotiation took a couple of months, and then the signing of the contract, and then they gave me a few more months to write it, and then they released the book probably in spring of next year. So from beginning to end, from conception to publication, probably took about 18 months.
And you are a well-established author and with, you know, well-established connections. So for somebody who's just starting out, I mean, it could even be much longer.
It could take 2 to 3 years to do
so. The traditional route.
And here's a word that I want to say. It is extremely rare to get a commercial published contract. It's just not the way it used to be. Well, it's always been tough, but it's extremely rare to do so. So point number one, guided publishing or self-publishing is a good route because so many people, the publishers have narrowed their choices so much and there are fewer of them. So it's difficult to do that. Second thing I want to say, it's happened recently. I had a written conversation with someone where they had already self-published a book and they thought, oh, you know what I want to do? I want to get this book to a commercial publisher now. And because I'm not selling well self-publishing, you're not going to do that. Once you've published a book, a publisher is not going to pick up a self-published book from an author. And some people think of the rare outliers where that's happened. They call it an outlier for a reason. Don't self-publish and then think you're going to commercial publish. So those are comments that I have about the length of time in commercial publishing. But then my process on other publishing has been quicker. So I'll stop on that. And Sam, you continue the conversation with Jess.
Yeah, Jess, just kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, guided publishing.
Yeah.
What you do.
Yeah. And so to kind of follow up the question of self and guided, how long does that take? Self-publishing, that's a wild card. It all depends on the individual author and their abilities to get it done. I would say on average, you're probably looking 6 to 12 months for true self-publishing, given that you know how to do the cover design, interior formatted. With guided publishing, which is what I do, guided self-publishing, we typically can turn around a book in 45 to 90 days. So the process is a lot faster when looking at this guided self-publishing, because we know how to get it done fast and we know what to do and we know how to do it well. Sam, what was your question again? I wasn't listening to you.
He's asking you about guided publishing.
Oh man, classic, Jess. Thank you. Yeah, I'm asking you about what you do. Tell us about guided publishing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of the best of both worlds of traditional and self-publishing. And what traditional publishing offers you is the finished product. It's the book formatted interior. It's the cover design. It's the actual publication process, understanding the systems and how to get it to this distribution channels. And so Craft Book Publishing and what I do is we do all that for the author. But here's the cool part is that the author gets to retain 100% of all the rights and all the royalties of their book. When you work with a traditional publisher, you don't get to retain 100% of those things. And so by going a guided self-publishing route, you have full control of the book. And so what Craft Book Publishing will do is actually create all this, set it all up, get it ready to purchase on, I like how my dad called it, the Amazon, theamazon.com, and essentially have readers be able to purchase your book. And it's yours. You keep it, you run with it. And at the end of the day, you have a solid produced trade book that is yours to keep and control.
So there are tiers. Self-publishing is do all the work and you'll have to pay for this little piece, but you're doing everything. On the other end is commercial publishing. You don't pay for anything, but they do it all for you from beginning of contract, manuscript, all the way to marketing and distribution. guided publishing is that sweet spot in between where you guide them and take a lot of those little pieces off their plate for what I think is a very reasonable fee. And they can find that at Craft. The website is craftbookpublishing. Is that right?
.com.
.com, craftbookpublishing.com. We'll have it in the show notes, craftbookpublishing.com. When you began this whole process, Jess, were you thinking that this was really the piece that was missing, that was out there, that we had plenty of self-publishers and plenty of commercial publishers, but we didn't have that sweet spot in between? Is that some of the concept behind Craft?
Yeah, I think you really talked about the traditional side and how it is really slimmed down and the ability to get trade books published. But what's crazy is the growth of the self-publishing market. It has grown astronomically over the past few years, really probably five or six years. But you have this large majority of people that their heart and passion is to write their story, to craft their story. Their heart and passion is not to actually see their book made or crafted. And so that really is kind of the heartbeat why it's called Craft Book Publishing, is that you as an author craft your story, we craft your book. And it's one of a kind, it's unique. And so being able to provide another opportunity for the messages that exist out there, those unique messages that you're talking about, that need to be out there in the hands of readers, that's where Craft Book comes into play, is to meet that gap in the market that did not exist because of what's happened of the publishing industry over the last 10 plus years.
Hey, Jess, I've got a book idea.
Go to craftbookpublishing.com, submit. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's called How to Beat Up Your Little Brother and Get Away with It. Do you think you'd
be the last person to write that?
That's good.
The only thing you can do is outrun me.
I can't outrun you. Yes, I can do that. I can still do that.
But once you stop, you're in trouble.
Jess, I recently saw one of the products of Craft Book Publishing. I'll just go in and say its name. It was a book called Why Toothpaste Matters.
Yeah.
Is it Kevin Mills, the author of that?
Yeah, yeah.
Put yourself in Kevin's shoes and tell us what he did for this.
Yeah, so he wrote a marriage book. And like you said, there's numerous books on marriage out there. But what was so cool, when I was working with him on the book, I went to Amazon and I typed in why toothpaste matters. And you got toothpaste. You didn't get any results on marriage. And so this whole space, and you can already pick up from the name of the title, the idea of toothpaste and how that can be a sore spot in a marriage at times, those little toothpaste caps. And it had such a unique angle that now through Amazon, when you type in why toothpaste matters or even some forms of toothpaste, you're going to get his book. And so he had that unique angle that he knew he wanted to talk about marriage with him and his wife. And so I had the opportunity to publish that book. Loved working with him on that. Was super excited about getting that out.
The reason I remembered, I think I wrote the foreword to that book, if I recall correctly.
Yes, you did. I forgot about that.
And sometimes I get someone to read the book for me. More times than not these days, I will do a quick read of it. And I did a quick read of it, and it was really, really good. Final things that you would like to say, Jess, about Craft Book Publishing. I don't want to leave off anything, but I think we've given our listeners a good idea of what they can, the options out there, self-publishing on one end and then commercial publishing on the other, and then this kind of sweet spot in the middle of guided publishing that Craft does. Anything that you would want to add, including how can they get started with you?
Yeah, if you're in the process or thinking about writing, don't stop. Write the book. You've been given a message, and sit down, map it out, take the opportunity to write it. You never know where that book's going to land and the impact it's going to make on the reader. So write it, but then take your time and figure out how to best get your book out there and published, and pursue the route you want to go first. And I tell a lot of authors that if you have a heart for one particular route, do that, run with it. But I hope you would take a look also at the guided self-publishing, such as Craft Book Publishing. And if that looks like it could be a route for the listeners here today, go to the website, craftbookpublishing.com, look what we do, see if it's a fit, and reach out. And a lot of the authors I work with, we have many, many conversations even before we begin the process. I love to learn about the book. I love to learn about the author's goals, ambitions, and what they want to do with the book. So reach out, have a conversation. I love to talk about your book and the message that you're crafting.
I appreciate this, Jess. As always, thank you for being a part of Rainer on Leadership. Not just you, Jess, but the other Rainer, Sam, you Rainer, Jess, me Rainer, Tom. Where's Art? We're missing Art. Where's Art?
Art's finding more money with his book.
No, Art is our sponsor. That was my segue. We want to thank Southeastern Seminary for being our sponsor. In case you're wondering, Art is vice president of the Southeastern Seminary. And one of the relationships we have with Southeastern is we have the MA in Church Revitalization. It's a 37-hour master's degree, obviously, and it's an incredible degree, and it's in partnership with Church Answers and Revitalized Network. Also, make sure, really go to the site. I'm already seeing comments about it, and get the Church Future Indicator. It's a free tool that is made available at at Southeastern. So if you just click on the link here in the show notes, you'll be able to get that tool. And it'll really give you an idea of where your church is going, where Southeastern going. Southeastern will help you get there. The Church Future Indicator will help you get your church there. Also, we have the Know Your Community report that has been released thanks to the great work of Sam Rainer working in cooperation with that great database, Esri. And this report, Sam, you don't know this, but I had a conversation with Amy Jay, who's in the production area in Richmond right now, along with Kevin in Lexington. And she said this thing is really, really jumping right now. It's really popular. So thank you for the work you did on the Know Your Community report. You can get more information on it by clicking in the show notes as well. As always, thank you for joining us here on Rainer on Leadership. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, your favorite podcasting app. Join us online at tomrainer.com, soon to be allchurchanswers.com. You'll hear more about that as we begin to get one site and one place where you can visit us all the time. We will continue to grow healthy churches together.